Chapter 26. Job said in reply,
"How you have helped the one with no power! How you have saved the arm that has no strength! What great advice you have given to the one lacking wisdom! How freely you have revealed your practical wisdom! To whom are you trying to speak? And who inspired you to say such things? Those who are powerless in death tremble. They are even lower than the waters and their inhabitants. The grave is naked in front of God, and the place of destruction lies uncovered. He stretches out the northern sky over empty space, suspending the earth upon nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds so that the clouds do not burst under their weight. He shuts off the view of his throne, spreading out his cloud over it. He marks out the horizon on the surface of the waters. He makes a boundary between light and darkness. The very pillars of heaven shake. They are stunned by his rebuke. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks the sea monster to pieces. With his breath he makes the skies clear. His hand pierces the elusive serpent. Look, these are just the fringes of his ways. Only a faint whisper has been heard of him. So who can understand his mighty thunder?"